Good morning.
Good to see you in God's house this morning and also joining us online for worship. When you see the ocean or you travel through Dunner Pass, do you still get amazed at the views and the vastness of what is before us, at God's creation? Another word for amazing is astonishing or also impressive. Not only can and should aspects of God's creation still impress us from time to time, more than a few aspects of God's Word ought to amaze us. And that leads us to our focus this morning. With those thoughts in mind, we turn our attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. What does God tell us about ourselves in His holy word?
He says that we are sinners and deserve only His punishment.
When we realize that we have sinned against God and deserve His punishment, what should we do?
We will confess before God all our sins, those which we remember, as well as those which we are
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Jesus says to His people, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. His death paid for the guilt of your sins and the sins of the whole world. Do you believe this?
Yes, I believe.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Lord God, you know that we are surrounded by many dangers and that we often stumble and fall. Strengthen us in body and mind and bring us safely through all temptations. As we continue in the Epiphany season, a reading from Holy Scripture, Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, where we see Jesus being the ultimate fulfillment of the words spoken here, and so the encouragement to listen to him. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join together in the psalm before us.
Thank you.
A strong encouragement to keep fixed on Jesus, and here is the why. A reading from Holy Scriptures, Hebrews 3. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out.
Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor?
Who has ever given to God that God should repay him?
For
I invite you to stand for the gospel reading.
A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, where Jesus once again confirms his identity through his teachings and also miracles. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we now turn to our hymn of the day.
Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, thanks to God our Father, and this through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures once again this morning. We turn our attention back to these words from the Gospel of Mark. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who definitely did appear among us and gave ample proof that he is who he says he is, the Messiah, our Savior. Is there anything that happens or exists in this life that surprises you anymore? How about striking you as amazing? In addition to the examples we mentioned at the start of the service of things that could strike us as being amazing, we could add to that list watching the Blue Angels in action. That's pretty amazing. Or just watching the sunset. Astonishing. Impressive. Amazing. Well, while you and I and others may not be surprised at what happens in this life or what exists in this life, there are people and places and events that can and ought still to amaze us. Though we are familiar to one degree or another with various aspects of God's Word, the Bible, we can and ought to be still amazed from time to time, if not every time we hear or read God's Word. So what aspect, dear friends, of God's Word, the Bible, still amazes you to this day? Ponder that for a moment. What aspect of God's Word amazes you? As you ponder that thought, in keeping with the Epiphany theme or focus, Jesus appears visibly in the public, and he goes to Capernaum, so our text says, a location which served as one of his bases of operation. It was the hometown of James and John and of Peter and Peter's mother-in-law, the one whom Jesus healed from that fever. While there, Jesus went to the synagogue. And in order to have a synagogue in a particular location, there needed to be at least 10 married Jewish men. And so, that took place, and there was a synagogue. It was common then also for visiting teachers to be invited and to speak before the people who would gather together. Jesus was recognized as a teacher or a rabbi. But you and I know that he was much more than, and is much more than just a teacher or rabbi. Well, Jesus appeared before them, taking this approach that was given to him to appear in the synagogue, a starting point. And one of the reasons then why the Apostle Paul followed suit, and was he went to city and looked for a synagogue as a starting point. And while there, Jesus in particular was able to focus the listeners' attention on what they needed to focus on. And as he did that, we hear in this particular situation what the people who were gathered together on this day said about what they were hearing from Jesus' mouth. Amazing. Jesus is simply amazing. How so? One of the reasons why Jesus is simply amazing is that his teachings connect the dots and with authority. It's like this guy knows what he's talking about. Duh, he should, right? He wrote the book. So we really shouldn't be amazed, and yet we ought to be amazed every time we hear God's word, because in God's word we are able to see Jesus, who is simply amazing. Jesus points out how amazing he is, not to tout himself, but to point out for the people's benefit the way to salvation. He points out the prophecies, how the prophecies of God throughout the Old Testament scriptures had been or were being fulfilled in various ways, including in him, the promised Messiah. He was the one who was to be expected. God repeated that promise time and time again, how people would be able to recognize the Messiah in the flesh and where he would be born in Bethlehem. Jesus was pointing out that God's love was right there in front of them in visible form as promised. And that promise goes all the way back to Genesis 3. It goes further back than that, but it's revealed on the pages of Scripture and to humankind in Genesis 3 after the fall into sin, that God would not leave his creation floundering, but he would rescue them through the promised one who would crush the serpent's head. He is the one, Jesus, the one that the prophet Moses, who was respected by the Jewish people, he, Jesus, was the one that Moses was talking about, as we heard earlier in Deuteronomy. It wasn't that Jesus' teachings were new necessarily, but they were fresh to the people's ears. Because what had they been hearing time and time again for so long? Not about God's righteousness through the Messiah, but rather about their self-righteousness, that which they had to earn for themselves. And so Jesus is reminding them God's righteousness is never about what we have to earn. It's about what he gives to us. That was, in a way, new and refreshing. And he spoke it with authority because he could, because it was the truth. Jesus is simply amazing. He connected the dots. Not just about the prophecies, but also about life in this world. Jesus reminds us that life in this world, it is hard. And why is it hard? In his word, he also reminds us of that reason. It's because of sin. Going back again to Genesis 3. And because there is sin, what else do we have in this world? Death. And what's people's reaction to death? Just the thought of it. Fear. Why so? Because God did not create humankind to die. But as a result of sin in the world, that is what happens. We die. And so it's not natural. And so Jesus reminds us of why there is sin and sickness and heartache and death. He points out in Genesis again that every inclination of humans' hearts is evil all the time. Do we want to know why society is the way it is? And why that problem throughout history after the fall into sin has been sin? And the more we ignore the solution to this problem, the bigger the sin gets, the chaos. So we really shouldn't be surprised at what we see or hear on the news and in the newspapers and on the apps, because the more we pull away from God and his solution, the more sin raises its ugly head. And Jesus then also reminds us the solution is not by our own observance of the law, whether that be human law or God's law, but by God's grace. For not by observing the law are we saved. The law is there for our good. It's there to point out our sin, our need for a Savior, what is wrong, and also reminds us of the consequences of our sin as we continue in that sin. The law is also good as a curb to keep sin in check, and only by the grace of God does our society not get even crazier than it is. It also serves as a guide especially for us as believers who want to follow God's will, who want to please Him, who know it's not by our own righteousness, but by His righteousness given to us, who want to say thank you. And so we look back to His Word, and He directs us on how to do that. It's summed up in one simple word, but we find a way to complicate it. Love. Love Him, which will then also turn to a love for one another. His teachings connect the dots. Jesus is simply amazing. Not just by what He has to say, not just by His teachings, but also by His actions, by His works. And the people were amazed at that too. What did they witness? Yet again, Jesus doing a miracle. You and I, we come to know this about Jesus. The people in the world can come to know this about Jesus. And even in the synagogue, there were people who were amazed at Jesus and came to believe in Him. But there were also people who, just like today, remained in their unbelief or became cynical. They rejected what Jesus has to offer. Or they overthought what Jesus was talking about. How often don't people get distracted or become indifferent? Maybe you were there at one point in your life too, distracted or had become indifferent, but yet by the grace of God, you've drawn back. And if you haven't ever been that way, praise the Lord for that. But how many of our family members, our loved ones, our friends are distracted or are indifferent to Jesus and what He has to offer? Who have become cynical? Because the world has become a major influence in their way of thinking. And who's behind that bad influence? Satan. We see evidence that Satan is powerful and influential, and yet he has limits. Just as one of the hymns emphasizes that we sing with gusto at Reformation time, one little word can fell him. Jesus has power. And so Jesus did not need Satan's testimony about who he was and is. Jesus could speak for himself. Praise the Lord for that. Jesus, though, reminds us through this demon possession incident to recognize where the real battle is taking place. Ephesians 6, by inspiration, reminds us it's taking place in the heavenly realms for your mind and for your heart. Satan, through the world and our sinful nature, wants to control us. But Jesus reminds us that this battle is taking place and there's a way to defeat it, to not succumb to the pressures and the influences of Satan and the world, and that is by putting on the full armor of God, to continually recognize how amazing Jesus is through His teachings, how He connects the dots for us, the whys and wherefores and the whats, and backs it up with His actions. The miracles are proof of who He is. He wasn't just talk, He was also action. And not just on this occasion, right? We know various occasions where He also casted out other demons and where He healed those who were sick, either they were lame in the foot or they were deaf or they were blind. He even raised the dead. He had compassion on those who were cast out of society because of leprosy. Jesus is simply amazing. All that healing emphasizes that something visible, something was taking place out of the ordinary. And it caused people to react, many of them to go, wow, this is amazing. Who is this guy? We know who he is. That healing still continues today. God still does miracles for us today. Now, then and still today, He may not heal everyone. He has His various reasons for allowing some things to linger. Remember the Apostle Paul's plea? 3 times at least he said, Lord, remove this thorn in the flesh from me. And what did God say to the great Apostle Paul? My grace is sufficient. You still have to endure it. Did Paul go, ugh? Paul still could say, to live is Christ, to die is gain. God help us say that too. But what's most amazing about Jesus? What'd you come up with? How about his sufferings and his death for you? Me? For everybody? There's a reason why it's called Amazing Grace. How often do we reflect on that? That Jesus is so simply amazing because of his sufferings and his death. And what comes with that? Forgiveness of sins and peace with God, our Creator, the judge whom we have to stand before along with Jesus himself. And yet we don't have to be afraid because Jesus said, it is finished. You have been reconciled, connected to God our Father through what he has done. Amazing. But that's why he came. Not to be amazing in and of itself, but to suffer and die and rise again. So that we could be forgiven. And what's the response then that leads us to do? Like the people then, do we keep this to ourselves? No, this is headline news. We put it on social media. We put it in our letters. We have it in our conversations. One way or another, we try to get to our conversations to emphasize how Jesus is so simply amazing in my life and also can be in your life. And whether you believe it or not, people, as you're talking to them, Jesus did all this with you in mind. With no regrets. How important it is for us then to stay connected to this Jesus through the means that he has given for us to be able to do that. You think about it when you turn away during a Blue Angel event and then you hear the crowd go, wow! Well, you kind of get this pit in your stomach, like this feeling of disappointment and that you've been cheated. Well, turn away from the Bible and all that it offers. We cheat ourselves and miss so much which can help us get through this life with better understanding and coping ability. Well, at the same time, being able to see Jesus for who and what he is. Simply amazing. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We join together in a confession of faith. It's printed out for us on page 8.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
What are we meaning to say with these words?
I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of
He has redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won us from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death.
All this he did that I should be dishonored, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as
this is most certainly true. Please be seated. We turn to the prayer of the church. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, We praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Let the love of Christ fill your church, so that it may flourish in all good works.
Offer us your love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith, so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our bodily needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
Help us patiently endure any testing and afflictions you may come to our lives, knowing that you are reason and not but to prepare us for all eternal communion with you, which is ours for all eternity.
Lord, as your prospering hand is blessed, may we give you of our best, and by deeds of kindly love for your mercies grateful prove, singing thus through all our days, praise to you, immortal praise. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
Amen. And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, relearn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Just a few announcements. Bible study, still looking at the book of Philippians. Handouts are either there by the bulletins or you can also get it online. The chili cook-off is taking place today. It's finally here. And that'll take place after the late service. And don't forget, the special feature of this chili cook-off is not just the chili, but also the hot dog contest. More on that later. Just a reminder that the victory service for Arnold Detmer will take place, Lord willing, next Saturday here at the church at 11 a.m. And also then next Sunday at 9:30, in between the services, we'll have a call meeting for our junior KK teacher situation. So just keep that in mind. And then on the 11th, in between the services, we'll have our celebration of ministry emphasis continue. It'll be in the worship services and also then in between services. Various areas of ministry will be around campus and just informing you of what's going on and how to be involved and what to pray for as we continue to celebrate the ministry we have here at St. Mark's. And just direct you to the weekly news to see other things that are going on here at church and school. Blessings on your day as you go forward with Jesus in your life. Thanks.